We are in the studio tonight with half of Semi-Twang. Let's put it that way. Three out of six are here. But
Semi-Twang.
Semi-Twang is here tonight. New album, The Why and The What For, and the CD release show is coming up Saturday night at Shank Hall with also playing our good friend Mike Olson and the OCD band.
And also Greg Kalk.
And Greg Kalk is going to be there also.
Very special guest,
Greg. And you guys are going to do it. So it's a fun show on Saturday night at Shank Hall. And with us tonight, we got Mike Hoffman here, Mike Seeger, and John Seeger. And we're going to play some of these new songs in a very acoustic kind of way.
Except for me.
Let me ask all three of you this. Whoever wants to answer it, go ahead. Last time around, a new record came out of a reunion show you guys did, and you thought, man, we still got this good vibe. This is such a good feeling. We got all this energy. We got some songs. Let's do a new album. You did it. The Wages of Sin. What's your excuse this time?
a wealth of material, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
And a dearth, yeah. And a dearth of money.
A dearth of money.
Yeah, we can't keep up with John for sure.
Yeah, we just...
When I lived in Nashville, I bought a pile of songs off a bunch of Nashville bums, and I still have a bunch left.
They were pumping gas down there, so yeah. John wanted to help them out.
And we want to make a record, every year. Mm-hmm. We haven't, it's hard to do. It's hard to get us all together. We could do it easily if we could get together more often, but there's some real life going on, some of that pesky real life.
Life has a tendency to get in the way once.
Yeah.
Shortly after we got back together in 2009, we pretty much set up shop to be serious. So, I mean, we're our own record company. We have a publicist this time around. And, we're doing the things that we're walking through down the paths that record companies have to walk down to get it out to the people.
We don't have the record company around to blow our nose now. Do things like that.
Yeah, I mean, we used to criticize them. Now we are them, so we know kind of some of it.
We argue with ourselves now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you tell yourself where to go, too?
Yeah, in fact, we're dropping ourselves next week, but don't tell anyone.
And the self-loathing leads to more material. So yes. It's perpetual.
It's a great cycle.
Well, on this new album, The Why and The What For, John, you have become basically the band's songwriter. Now, I know... In your own self-deprecating way, you're going to say that's the biggest mistake these guys ever made. But let everybody chime in on this. Does he have all the songs?
He's always been the principal songwriter.
Yeah. Asking me, he's got all the songs.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not like we everyone walks in with a tune and goes, oh, I got one this time. No, John is he's the fountain, always has been.
This band was kind of invented to play John's songs because he didn't have an outlet, a sole outlet for his material.
And you guys didn't hack away at him until you get it right?
There's no George Harrison in this band.
Yeah.
Although, these guys probably could write. I just hate to tell them that. And if they find out, I'm finished. But, this is the most talented bunch in town. I'm lucky to have them, and I'm also lucky that they like my songs, beyond a doubt.
Yeah. Well, let's do one of the new ones then.
Okay.
Stop talking about it and play one. What do you say?
You got it. This one's called Au Contraire. I don't know what that means in English, but I just like the way it sounds. One, two, three. Au contraire, I beg to disagree. You say it wasn't you. I know it wasn't me. Au contraire, we're not seeing eye to eye. And I must point out what you have let slip by. Just a little thing, far as you're concerned. But I feel like, yes, I'm getting burned. Au contraire, don't let me call you bluff. You're selling me thin air. I believe I've had enough. Au contraire, looking in the horse's mouth, and I see the truth. I see that I want out. You just walk away. What you haven't learned, I just chalk it up. One more thing I've learned.
That is Au Contraire from the new Semi-Twang album, The Why and the What For. You think that sounded good, boys and girls? Wait till you hear it plugged in and live and electric with the full band on Saturday night, the CD release party at Shank Hall. You know, I listened to the new stuff that you guys have done, and I can't help thinking there is such a great interest these days in digging into America's rock and roll roots and its Americana history of music, you know, from the hill country and whatever. I had this thought like last week, and I couldn't help but think, what if we went back, you know, 20-some years and Salty Tears came out today and you guys were, you know, still under 30 years old? How big?
Who says we aren't?
Oh, that's right.
That wasn't then.
Yeah, I was 9 when that came out.
But, you know, you hate to be revisionist in your history, but what kind of a big splash might that record have made today?
You know, it just made Alternate Roots magazine, an online presence, yeah, with quite respected. It's number 18 on top 40 roots rock records of the 80s. And that's kind of like the respect it got in retrospect.
Uh-huh.
It was like it was hidden under a rock at the time.
Yeah.
And you can only speculate. I think we'd had a chance to probably go off the tracks and destroy ourselves and be in rehab a couple times. And who knows? You know, life is wonderful either way, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, you hate to say, oh, this is tragic or something, because
it's not.
We're good. But
it's so hard at any point in time for anyone in the industry to pick a hit. You know, this one's going to be big, and that doesn't necessarily happen. And sometimes there's one that sneaks up, track will sneak up and become a hit. So, I mean, who knows, you know.
You
might have been more – certainly in the industry back then, they didn't know what to do with that insurgent, whatever it was, alt-country.
They're better with things like, you know, men with hats or whatever that was. You know,
yeah.
Things like Safety Dance or robots singing.
They were
better with that at
the
time.
There was definitely – like they didn't know how to deal with the crossover that was going on and the cross-grade.
And I think Mike also said that we had a great time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't take that away.
I don't remember it, but I heard it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, it was truly in style, you know, in the big label sense of the word.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I don't want to say that what you're doing today is not fitting of the time because it is, because there is this great resurgence in, like I said, digging into America's past and bringing it into today, giving a today kind of sound. And you guys are masters at it and, you know, have been for a while.
Well, you know, to me, and I always think about what should music do? It should look forward and it should look back. If you don't do both, you're kind of not taking care of business. You know, a good example would be Bob Dylan, who obviously his iPod would be pretty interesting. He probably has stuff from 1908. Yeah. And yet he has a way of being completely modern at the same time. So it's silly to think of what would, you know, what time are we in and how should I be and what's going on right now.
Yeah, you have to, you really do have to pay attention to that. You have to go back to the egg all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, even like people like Tom York, there's root. There's deep-seated root in what he does. It just doesn't sound that way because he's so eccentric. But he pays strict attention to what has come before him. So that's where you're always kind of – that's the safety line you walk, I think.
Yeah.
And never lose touch with it.
No, I was just thinking with the success of people like Mumford & Sons and the Avett Brothers and all that kind of stuff who are just –
Well, here in town there's a bunch of
noise.
Great young bands along those lines too, including Field Report. And
right. Oh, yes. Can't forget our guys
here. And
Hugh Bob.
And, I'm leaving one out.
Yeah, it's alive and well,
definitely
it's in good hands.
It's a funny thing. It, what goes around comes around. You know, people get tired of some things. I don't think music's ever all bad or all good at any particular point, but it does seem to get a little silly at times. Especially
well, I think
when
in
they
our case,
things.
Too, though, that I think John's songwriting has just gotten better and better. And, you know, you can't stop doing it if it keeps improving.
And if it keeps coming,
you know,
let it come.
We'll see how that goes.
You can rest on your laurels, but
okay, you just set them up for another song.
Yeah. before somebody else says something nice about me, I have to leave. The lead single off of our a new one will be, or the lead track, really the one we're promoting the most, is called "The Wrong Side of the Track."
And you've heard that one on this radio station a number of times.
I haven't caught it yet. That's always a kick to hear. And we'll try and see how it works as an acoustic number.
It's funny because this is pretty much straight up rock and roll.
Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, this will be in the acoustic. Irish tradition.
Yeah,
we're a day late. Sorry.
Yeah. I started, don't I?
Yeah.
Dogs living a life of ease, much that won't get fed. There are mansions on the hill, shacks in shanty town. Blue bloods trying to look away when poor folks come around. You can wish upon a star, but that won't change your luck. Drop some coin down in that well and wish that you had a buck. Some folks can fit everything they own in a dime store paper sack, but a man can't help it if he was born on the wrong side of the tracks. I said, you can't move a mountain if the mountain sits on you. There is no accounting for the things some people do. They drop some coin down the ground, they tell you how you should act, but a man can't help it if he was born on the wrong side of the tracks. I said a man can't help it if he was born on the wrong side.
No problem. That worked out well. Wrong Side of the Tracks from the new Semi-Twang album, The Why and The What For. The CD release party is on Saturday night at the Shank Hall. I want to ask you guys about the whole concept of doing albums these days. And maybe people like me are a vanishing breed that sit and listen to a whole album from start to finish, either in the car or at home. Over the past half a dozen years or so, more and more people buy songs and not full albums. Is it important anymore to craft an album that has a consistent sound or flows from the opening song? You want to hit them with a rocker, then a slower one, and then, you know.
Yeah,
Do you use a lot of time putting that together? Or?
But definitely. Now, sequence and song selection is the group of songs that you select are great. So usually we overcut, what we call overcutting. Then we selected the best 12 that fit together. And certainly in the sequence, I still sequence as a side one, side two type thing.
Okay.
And it seems to lead to the possibility of someone listening to the whole piece, you know, the whole thing.
It does happen, but probably less frequently than it used to.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because it's full circle. I mean, in the 50s and 60s, 45 single 45s were so big. And then they'd have the LP, the long play version. It's kind of that way now. It's like you can download 99 cents, you can download
buy
one.
A song, right.
Or grab the whole thing. So
it's about what they were
weird
back then, I think.
I guess so.
Same price.
About the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys, what's up for the summer? Are you guys going to be present playing around our area, or are you going
to
venture out
to be,
a little bit
we're
more?
We're still firming that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff that's, we're eventually going to, all points between here and sort of like Nashville are probably our targets for this summer into the early fall.
Something within a weekend, right?
Yeah, something like right. Yeah, there's a lot of that now. The culture of touring is a lot of down and backs to make it affordable,
right? Right,
and anywhere within maybe a 10 hour radius is something you can hit and come back and without too much expense. Yeah. So that's kind of the target now. Hopefully. We've got a show, Chicago at the International Pop Overthrow next month on the 21st. We're firming up a lot of stuff, but we want to make it down to Nashville.
I was going to say, let's go to Nashville.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's always in the works. So that's kind of the holy grail nowadays, is to get good booking, to get yourself out there. So we're working hard.
Great new album. You'll get to hear it live Saturday night at Shank Hall. Our guest Semi-Twang tonight. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you guys in.
It was fun.
We can talk all night about music and stuff, but then after a while, John, we bore people. So
we'll let it go,
right?
Yeah, really.
Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks.